The beauty about the Night Arts Challenge is that anybody can apply. And it's Night's way of trying to ensure that art is general here in South Florida. So it's a community-wide contest.
Tell me a little bit about, if you can, the process of picking the winners.
Starts with a 150-word essay. You submit 150 words online. So three simple rules. What's your idea about the arts? Your project has to take place in or benefit South Florida. And it's a matching grant. So whatever you request from Knight, should you be a winner, you have to raise a matching amount, dollar to dollar.
Was there one in particular that jumped out at you?
That would be like picking a child. There are so many really interesting ideas, but we saw sort of three themes this year, if I could answer it in that way. So every year it is different, and it is dependent upon who is applying, you know, for a grant. And it's in their voice, so it depends upon what they have to say. But this year, you know, there are 44 winning ideas. All of them are authentic to South Florida, so they're reflecting our stories. And they come from a wide range of neighborhoods and genres. So you've got these ideas that reflect the fluidity of our cultures in our city. You've got ideas that go beyond stereotypes to tell stories that are important to Miamians. And then you have things like the first contemporary art gallery in a national park, the first Native American film festival. And something I'm really looking forward to is this major public art project that uses augmented reality and artificial intelligence. So I think it just shows, it runs the gamut of interest and ideas that are all here in South Florida.
You did mention one. I went through the entire list. I actually printed the whole thing, but I picked out two specifically that jumped out at me. One of them is the Native Reel Cinema Festival, and I wanted to know a little bit about this. Is it highlights the words and the works of indigenous peoples here in South Florida, right?
It does.
Tell me a little bit about this project.
Well, I think it is their way of bringing to a wider audience issues that Native Americans, first Americans, have encountered, you know, in their lives. And so it's, I believe that, you know, he's really got some headliners that come from the different tribes, you know, that are based around the country. And Knight has always had an interest in film as a way of expressing our points of view. I think film is a great medium for creating empathy, understanding, awareness. And I think that's what he is trying to do in this film festival.
The other one I wanted to point out, obviously, is the Hurricane Andrew 25th Anniversary Exhibition, the History
right.
Miami Museum. What is this project going to bring us that is going to be important for those of us who actually were here when Hurricane Andrew hit, but also what it means for the city?
It not only brings images through, you know, video that was shot, recordings, but it offers people the chance to record their message. You know, about Hurricane Andrew and that incredible destruction and what happened after it, you know, the aftermath of it and what impact that has. But I think, again, it will be reflections of a broad array of people in our community. And I think that any sort of retrospective or look back is, what do you do with that information? And I think it's going to be a thoughtful presentation, and there will be opportunities to discuss what we've learned, the impact of climate change, you know, how we handle hurricanes now, you know, the drawing of, you know, how far the water is going to come up in our city, you know, during these, and how do you best prepare. And I think you also saw a huge migration, you know, out of the city after Hurricane Andrew. And I think that all of these things are going to be presented from very different viewpoints. And what I love about the arts is that it gives us an opportunity to address our biases, to gain a better understanding, and as I said before, to create empathy and understanding about different topics and what we might do differently in our lives.
What role does art play? Why is it important? Why should we be putting so much investment in art?
the arts provide the vibrancy to a city. You know, through the arts, we are connected to one another. Our individual and personal stories are told. And for us, we firmly believe that a vibrant arts community and a vibrant arts ecology in a city helps to create the places where we want to live, the places where we want to raise children, the places where we want to work. So it's through the arts that we gain this really valuable connection to one another. And in any city that I've ever been to, it is that a vibrant art scene that sort of creates that magic. And so if you think about it here, the Knight Foundation provides the fuel, but it's the artists that are creating the work. You know, it's their ideas. And artists can bring many things. You know, they have to solve problems, and they do so from a very different perspective. So you see in cities across the country, and you see in one of our winners, is an embedding of an artist into a planning department. So that skill set that they have that's not necessarily linear thinking, but truly looks at other ways that you might be able to address an issue, whether it's in planning, whether, you know, it's any of the things that you mentioned before that cities have to have.